This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Fridays. We have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a property loss, West Coulter Avenue, driver's license loss, dispatch handled. Never pleasant to getting a replacement. Gotta have documentations and then hang out the license and then get your picture done again. Good luck.
They're little rays of sunshine down at the DMV.
They are.
Oh, okay. And actually, my last time was pretty pleasant.
Yeah.
No problems.
As opposed to, like, if you're in Montana, oh, good luck there. You got to make an appointment 5 years in advance.
Hey, get in. I renewed my license 1 year. In Las Vegas.
Oh, that
you want to see a freak show.
I bet. That's fun.
And so. I think I got out of there in about 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that not bad.
Well, I didn't. At the time, I thought it was pretty bad.
Yeah. It wasn't pleasant, I'm sure.
No!
But it's only air-conditioned on the workers, too. You know, not on the people in line. Building burglary, North Absaroka received report of a burglary to a residence. An officer responded, but after an investigation, didn't appear to be a burglary, but possibly a trespassing violation instead. Incident under investigation. Disposition completed. So the guy broke in and just stood there. Didn't take anything.
I thought he was going to say, the place is just a mess.
Yeah, but no.
Are you a slob or were you burgled?
The guy wanted to be a burglar, but there was nothing to take. So, domestic, East 2nd, received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, advised both parties had already separated. One left the area. It had been a verbal argument at that time. Disposition completed. So they got into a big fight. I'm leaving. Okay. I'm calling the cops. Well, I've already left. Domestic, South Jones, received report of a male and female screaming and yelling. I'm betting at each other. Officers responded, attempt to contact the subject involved, but not able to do so. Disposition completed. So they either both hid out or they left, but they were not able to contact the people who were screaming and yelling. So, I don't know how that happened. Property found, Homesteader Court. While conducting a security check, an officer found a backpack left outside of the men's bathroom. It was placed in lost and found, hopefully using gloves. completed. Suspicious activity on Beartooth Drive. An officer found a parked vehicle with its lights on. The officer advised that the vehicle was secure, but it was not sure what house it belonged to. Tried to make contact with the owner. Disposition completed. So the guy's going to start the car the next day. It's not going to start. He left the lights on. So I had a vehicle previously that sometimes it would just turn its own lights on.
That's handy.
Yeah, I got rid of it once a vehicle starts being haunted. It's like, no, I don't like you anymore. So.
It's got 45,000 miles on it, gets good gas mileage. It might be haunted.
Yeah, it might be haunted and do things on its own. So you don't want that happening. Animal Noisy on East 2nd received a report of a dog that's been barking since the previous day. The owner couldn't be contacted. A message left for him with the dog, I'm sure, unable to assist.
Get that dog a bowl of water.
Hey, Barky, tell your owner to tell you to shut up.
Okay.
Let's see. Animal Stray, East Madison. Striped cat showed up in the caller's yard. An officer responded, and the cat taken to the shelter. Disposition to animal shelter. I've got all kinds of cats hanging around my house. I haven't called the cops on them yet.
Hello, cat police.
Yeah, and basically they keep the squirrels in check, you know, so the squirrels aren't going to, you know, bring arms against me and march into my house. So I figure the cats are doing a job, at least that portion of it. So
what do you hear a knock at the door? Who is it? Squirrel army.
Yeah, squirrel army coming
what?
In. Where are the cats at?
Hey!
Come on. So the only problem is at 11 o'clock sometimes the cats get romantic, and I'm trying to get to sleep.
That's a scary thing to happen.
Yeah, and that's not something you want to, you know, go to sleep and dream on. You know, that's not recommending that. So, anyway, traffic stop on Highway 14A. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for not maintaining a single lane and hands-free violation. Well, they were talking on the phone.
So it's hard to drive straight.
Yeah, they couldn't drive straight. So, come on. Property found, Homesteader Court, Leatherman found in the park, disposition, dispatch handled. Leathermans aren't cheap either, right?
No.
Yeah. Animal bite in North Bernard, received report of a dog that bit a person but didn't break the skin. This pug is gumming me. An officer responded, contact the other dog about the situation. Your dog doesn't have very good teeth. Disposition completed. Let's see. Property found. Necklace found, placed in lost and found. Mail was also found and returned to owner. Disposition completed. Who owns this mail?
It's nothing but bills.
Well, and if it's are you the owner? Like, if you get a flyer, you're the owner of it. That doesn't seem right, because I don't even want it.
Yeah,
I don't want to own these flyers that are coming in. Disturbance, Avenue C, received report of a male and female yelling at each other. An officer responded, advised the occupants of the house were having a get-together, and the kids were yelling and being loud.
Oh, sure. Blame it on the kids.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, take these kids to jail. Get rid of them. We don't want them. They're too loud.
Mommy?
Sorry, you're too loud. I'm calling the police on you, children. Suspicious activity. East Coulter, an officer noticed two unoccupied vehicles at the skate park. He found it was a male and female walking a dog. They're advised of the park hours, this occurring at 11:30 at night. Disposition completed. When the dog needs to go, it needs to go. So they decide they're going to walk at that time.
If there was only a place you could walk your dog late at night.
Yeah.
A
dog park, you mean? Somewhere?
No, I mean the county.
Oh, yeah. Well, and yeah, and they're only a block away from the county.
Yeah.
So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a harassment, Bighorn Avenue. RP says that the added individual has been harassing him via Facebook regarding a motor vehicle crash. Disposition, assistance given. Not only are you bruised up from your motor vehicle crash, but the guy starts harassing you after that. I know, I'm a bad driver.
I should have backed up and got you again.
Assist other agency, Yellowstone Regional Airport. Game and Fish requesting assistance with traffic control. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Oh, I don't know. Hopefully it's not fish. Fish flying in for.
Fish jam.
They're on the runway. Get them out of there. Other law violations, Sagebrush Street. I'd be advised there's a strong paint lacquer smell coming from another residence. I wonder if they're painting.
Could be painting. Could be cooking meth.
Yeah, but I think it's... Yeah, they decide to, you know, spruce up on sagebrush, and some guy's calling the cops on you. So, because it smells like paint. Which, I don't know how many laws that you're breaking at that point. So, creating a stink law. motor vehicle crash. Good to go. RP advised someone entered a vehicle in the parking lot. Disposition, C case. Good to go. Off they went. Mm-hmm. Animal call other at custom cowboy shop. Duck and duckling stuck under a tan Jeep.
Oh,
disposition, unable to assist. So how are they stuck? Are these like 6-foot ducks? They're stuck under a Jeep, a duckling. Unless you run them over, then they're stuck under there. I don't see how. And then unable to just move the Jeep, okay?
And that's custom cowboy. That's right downtown Cody, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Sheridan Avenue, yeah. So,
You don't see a lot of ducks downtown.
No, you see people ducking outside the Dollar.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, just getting out of the way. So, but not ducks and ducklings. Animal call other, Wyoming Avenue, RP has questions about the neighbor's dog coming onto her property, acting aggressive. So you got a nicer lawn, that's why it's going over there.
And we are a fence out state.
Yeah, keep the dog out. Stolen vehicle at Bunkhouse Apartments. RP says her silver Acura has been taken from, and then its disposition returned to owner. So someone found it. So theft, Albertsons, RP says his wife's wallet was stolen from her shopping cart. Disposition, CK. They require a mask now inside Albertsons, right?
I know. And yeah, everybody looks like a crook.
Yeah. So it's, well, what did the guy look like? Wearing a mask. So. Suspicious activity, Canyon View. RP states that a male is walking up and down the street, talking to himself, wearing a yellow T-shirt and blue jeans. Disposition, assistance given. So it's not against the law to talk to yourself, Russ.
Not that I've ever heard.
No.
Maybe it depends on what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes it's the better conversation you have than we have with real people. Yeah,
true.
Parking problem, Covey Court, RP states a big camper parked in the alley, hooked up to electrical cord there. Disposition, assistance given. Oh, camping in the alleys of Cody, Russ. Listen to the water running.
Out of the back of that restaurant.
Harassment, 29th Street, RP states below listed person harassing the RP about getting her stuff. Well, go get your stuff. So, sorry. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where sometimes Tim sounds like cats mating. We don't know.
Or maybe it's a duckling calling for help.
That could be. Do appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.